This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis riding out on old Dan again this morning. Come on, Dan, get up now. We got work to do. We've got to get down there and bring the message from God's Word to these folks. Many of them are anxious to hear up there in Appalachia, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania there, and Tennessee out there from Nashville and Knoxville and Memphis. Those folks want to hear the message, and they want to hear old Dan clippity-clopping out, going out, hauling the old Trailblazer out, and I'm proud to have a way to get out and go, aren't you? You know the Lord is so good. The Lord is so good to us. Do you have any complaints today, my friend? No, you don't have any complaints. I had a pastor tell me he went to see a man in the hospital one day, and everything he said was a complaint. Bed was too short, the curtains were too dark, the window wasn't big enough for him to see out, and the nurses were kind of rough on him, rough around the edges. He just complained, one complaint against another one. Don't you hate to do that, see somebody? So the pastor asked him, said, "Say, friend," said, "do you have any complaints against the Lord?" "Oh, no, I don't have no complaints against Christ." He said, "Well, let's just talk about him then. Let's don't talk about how bad you feel. Let's don't talk about the bed being too hard. Let's talk about the Lord." Isn't that a gracious thing, my friend? Let's just praise the Lord at this time. The old Trailblazers just like to listen and like to participate in a testimony. We have old-time, old-fashioned testimony meetings here at the old Trailblazers where the church is. And we have folks stand up and praise the Lord. And it's a gracious time, my friend. It's just a gracious time that folks can stand up and tell how the Lord saved them. Can you tell how the Lord saved you? The Bible says, be always ready to give an account of the hope that you have within you. Do you have a hope within you this morning or tonight? We used to be on the radio just only in the morning, so oftentimes I forget. But we're there now, oftentimes at night, middle of the night, early morning, late night, or whatever time it is where you are. I just appreciate being there in your home, your car, your old 18-wheeler, wherever you are. And I'd like to hear from you. You say, "Well, I appreciate the old Trailblazer. Folks have told me that." I said, "Have you written to me and told me that? Have you sent me $100? Have you dug up the old coffee can? Let me tell you about that." I made a statement one day here several months ago. I said, "You folks got your money buried out there in that old coffee can in the backyard. Go out there and dig it up and get me $100 out of it and send it to me before the termites get to it." And it wasn't long before a fellow sent me a Folgers coffee can, and it had $20 in it. He said, "Pastor, that's all I had was $20. I appreciated it. I appreciated it, though. He took me at my word, and it blessed my heart. So maybe you'd like to do that. Maybe you'd go there and run your hand up in that old shuck mattress or old feather mattress you got back there. And people used to do that. You know, the old mattresses had a slit on the side of them, and they'd put their money up in the mattress. So go in there and ruffle them feathers up and get an old $100 bill out and send it to the old Trailblazer. I'll put it to work for you. You don't come to me. I don't get your money. No, sir, I don't get one penny of your money. But listen, this is the old Trailblazer broadcast. I hope you don't fall out with me for sometimes being a little sarcastic or a little facetious. But it does good sometimes to laugh. Don't you hate to see these people that have got a frown on their face all the time? My daddy used to tell us, said, "Look, if it come a freeze tonight, that's the way you'd look the rest of your life, with a soiled up frown, pooched out lip." He says, "Come on, get straightened, get a frown, get a smile on your face." So I tell you, if you know the Lord, don't go around with a long face. Don't go around with your lips pooched out. No, the Lord loves cheerful people. The Lord said he loves a cheerful giver, too. That's another story I can tell you. This lady, old lady, elderly lady, wrote me a long letter, and she said, "Pastor, I'm sending in my money, and I know I'm saved because I'm a cheerful giver." And she was. She was a cheerful giver. And she always had a smile on her face. That's the kind of folks I like to be around. Folks that have a smile. I ain't talking about always joking and laughing and cutting up and foolishness. No, I'm talking about that heavenly smile, that a Christian-like smile on the face. So we're going to get back to our study now. We're looking about the war in heaven, and we were looking at Michael the archangel, and then we're looking at old Satan. Oh, yes, sir. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels, and the dragon is cast out into the earth, and his angels with him. And we saw in our last study, Satan's headquarters are there in the heavenlies or in the stratosphere, according to Ephesians 6 and Ephesians 2. And from those headquarters, from these headquarters, he's been operating now for these 6,000 years. But here in the middle of the tribulation period, and that's where we are in our study. These things that we're speaking of have not yet come to pass. No, they're going to come to pass. In the middle of the tribulation period, we see Satan cast out of his throne there in the heavens. And he takes up his abode with all his fallen angels and demon spirits right here on this earth that you and I walk upon. Now let's notice that 10th verse of the 12th chapter. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ." Yes, when this old dragon, the old devil, is cast out of the heavenlies, there will be great rejoicing in heaven because the accuser is cast down. From that time on until the end of the tribulation period, Satan can no longer accuse God's children on earth to the Lord God of heaven. Listen now, let me go back and read that again. Many a time, I wish he could, not now, but thank the Lord for that 11th verse. So we want to just thank the Lord. "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death." Not only during the tribulation period will these dear saints gain victory over the accuser Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, but brethren, that's our victory today. That's where I live, day by day, knowing that Satan is a defeated foe. Yes, sure, he walks around as a roaring lion. This is the only place where an individual, God's child, can get complete victory over Satan and his power and his accusing tongue. The path to the throne of grace is paved by the blood of Christ. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter in to the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath opened for us through the veil," that is to say, his flesh. Oh, listen, folks. Don't you like to encourage folks? I talk to different individuals, different brethren. I find they're kind of down on a low limb. And I just tell them, God's grace is sufficient. We're facing many trials here in radio missions. Many, many things have come over my head that I never have experienced before with the trauma and all of those things that's happened here in the city of New Orleans. It hadn't gone away, no. The news people have gone back home now. You don't see much sensationalism, but there's wretchedness and wickedness and debauchery and devastation there in the city of New Orleans that you cannot believe. You couldn't believe unless you saw it, my friend. But listen, God's grace. Grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. Yes, the throne of grace is paved. The road to the throne of grace is paved with the blood of Christ. The overshadowing that throne of grace is a rainbow of mercy. One day, as a poor old sinner, lost sinner, with no price in my hand, I came there to that throne as a beggar, pleading the blood. "Lord, Lord, look upon the blood." My only hope, my only plea was that Christ died, and he died for me. And did you know the Lord delivered me? The Lord saved me? Yes, the Lord saved me from the power of Satan. Oh, it was there that God forgave me for the sake of our blessed Lord. It was there that he pardoned me from the guilt and penalty of sin. And I tell folks, and folks get angry with me, I tell them there's not one sin registered against the old trailblazer in heaven. Not one past sin, not one future sin, not one present sin. No, you may think I'm a terrible person. You may think I'm a wretched sinner, and I am. But you may have all sorts of things about the old trailblazer. But my friend, I'm glad my salvation does not rise and fall with you. It's only by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But now, one of Satan's dastardly tricks that he pulls over many of our folks is to belittle a child of God. He belittles the child of God and makes fun of him and makes him feel ashamed and intimidates him so that he'll not come out boldly and make a fool of himself. I've had folks tell me in the last 2 or 3 months, we asked our folks here, give out the booklets, give out the literature that we publish here by Pastor Shelton. And we have people doing that all over the country. But I've had several, especially ladies. They say they go into a place and they're so intimidated that they won't leave a book in the bathroom or won't leave a book somewhere where they go in the doctor's office. They're intimidated. And one lady told me, said, I told Satan I'm going to do it whether you like it or not. And that's the spirit I like. Old Satan intimidated her so bad she couldn't lay a booklet down on the table where all those ungodly magazines are already. But listen, my friend. It is the blood that secures, and it is the word that assures. You want assurance? It comes from the word. Only the word. My word won't assure you. I can tell you, my friend, Christ died for you. But the Lord will reveal it to you through his word. Christ said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. When I see the blood, let me make a mention here. You know, you can't hardly find good sound songs now anywhere. But we here at the old Trailblazer broadcast, when our radio choir was in place, we made 9 CDs, full-length CDs of our choir. Each one of them has about 15, 18 songs. One of the songs was, When I See the Blood, I'll Pass Over You. Those CDs are available now for $5 a piece, postpaid. Our old radio choir, singing these gracious old songs. What a friend we have in Jesus, the old rugged cross. When I see the blood, pass me not, O gentle Savior. I could give you all the titles if you'd like me to of those 9 CDs. And I tell you what, you order one and try it. If you don't like it, I'll give you money back. I'll take the money out of my pocket and mail it back to you, and you can keep the CD or throw it in the creek, whichever you'd like to do. But I tell you one thing, you go in the average church today and look through their songbook, you won't find any blood song. You might find one, Amazing Grace, you might find that. But listen, it's been brought down to where these high upers sing it now at some grave or something. But listen, the old Trailblazers, being honest with you this morning, we just an old sinner saved by grace. But listen, I asked you, are you saved? Oh, you sisters, listen now. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That's all that I have, friends. A shelter under the blood. That's the poor saints of the tribulation period. That's all those poor saints of the tribulation period will have is the shed blood of Christ. You can make fun of it if you will. It will be to your own damnation. Laugh at it if you please. It's your soul at stake. To reject it means hell. And I ask you again, in our closing moments, are you under the blood? I've had folks tell me, I don't want your bloody religion. Well, my friend, you just have to go to hell for your trouble. That's all I can tell you. You just have to go to hell. You say, well, that Trailblazer, you're just contrary and honor it this time. No, I'm not. I'm trying to be true. Did you know if I can make you think it'd be the greatest thing ever happened to you? I asked you, would you think about your soul? Well, I go to church every Sunday. I give give the widow's mite. No, you don't give the widow's mite. You lie. You say, why? Well, the widow gave all. All she had, she gave it. Now, we're not going to talk about the money today, but I just wanted to throw that in for emphasis. The widow gave all that she had. The Lord observed her. He saw what she gave, and then he related to that in a later on. But listen, my friend, don't brag on what you give unless you give everything. Oh, and then I tell folks, all you can take with you when you go to heaven is what you've given away. You can't carry anything with you. One of the old comics said, if you could take your money with you, your arm would be so stiff you couldn't get your hand in your pocket. Ain't that something? That's about the way it is, my friend. I know one of the prevailing sins of this day is covetousness. I know that. If everybody who listened to the old Trailblazer would just tithe their money, not necessarily here, but to wherever you attend church, it would be a revolution. It would. I tell folks we could go on 100 news stations if everybody would support with their tithes. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis. Remember, my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Goodbye and God bless you.